Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Happy Thursday, you lovely lot. I hope you're having a great day. It's the day before Valentine's Day. Some people are calling it Galentine's Day. That makes me feel a bit sick, but I'm here for it. And I'm going to kick the show off with a song that is going out for all the people who don't have a Valentine, because I think that's important. Kim Petras dropped this and she said that it was to go out to everybody who's not going to be getting flowers and chocolates on Valentine's Day. But listen, this is what I think, yeah? If you're not going to get them from someone else, buy them for yourself. Because do you know what? In Lidl, they've got roses for $1.99. Listen, even if you haven't got any cheddar, go down to Lidl, get yourself a singular rose, walk round with it if you want to, because who literally cares? Because no one really wants to hear about who you got it from. So if they ask, just lie. Buy yourself a rose and chocolates on Valentine's Day, everybody. And in the meantime, listen to this brand new one from Kim Petras going out to all the lonely lovers out there. Reminds me of you.
I can't play this song because it reminds me of you. I can't watch this show because it reminds me of you. I can't even go there, it reminds me of you. I don't want to do that, it reminds me of you. I'm stuck, fucked up, fuck love, I'm up. Can't sleep, can't think, because my heart is broke. You left me cold, you left the pain. You took my soul, damn. But I don't wanna cry. Got my finger on the trigger, man. I'm thinking about a homicide. I feel like I can die. Maybe if it was all over, I can have you in another life. I can't play this song cause it reminds me of you. I can't watch this show cause it reminds me of you. I can't even go there, it reminds me of you. I don't wanna do that, it reminds me of you. Cut up all my friends cause they remind me of you. I can't drink again cause I'm reminded of you. I don't wanna do shit that reminds me of you. Everything and everywhere reminds me of you. Cut up my bitches when we turn the calls, yeah. If I would've listened, we would still be on, yeah. One of my exes came to bring me off, yeah. I mean, yeah, fuck, but I ain't not at all, no. Don't tell me what's on my mind, baby. I swear you got me fucking love crazy. Remember when I said nothing fazed me? Well, that was still I lost my baby, yeah. But I don't wanna cry. Got my finger on the trigger, man. I'm thinking about a homicide. I feel like I can die. Maybe.
From Kim Petras, reminds me of you. Shouts to all the people who aren't celebrating Valentine's Day, and also no tea to anyone that is, because I'm here for it. Do your thing, buy your rose, pass on those chocolates. What kind of stuff do people buy other people for Valentine's Day? I think if anyone was going to buy me anything, I'd quite like you to just buy me a McDonald's or something. I'm quite low key like that. McDonald's or like oysters and champagne. It's either one or the other. So big news, obviously, is that last night the NME Awards was quite eventful, to be honest. A lot went down. A lot of stars went. Lana Del Rey was there. Robin was there. She also DJ'd at the after party as well, which must have been an absolute joy. But also Slow Ty got in a bit of trouble, didn't he? Basically, if you've been hiding under a rock, I'll give you the lowdown. So he won Hero of the Year, which was voted for by the public. And he got up and he was a little bit too fresh with Catherine Ryan. And luckily, Catherine Ryan can hold herself and kind of took him down several pegs. I can't remember how, he's a young boy, but he really made a mistake, I think, actually. It was a little bit offensive. He was sort of overly flirty and a bit sort of aggro with her, and it was a bit uncomfortable to watch. But Catherine's since tweeted saying that she's totally fine with it and it didn't offend her in any way. But he has apologised. He's tweeted saying he's really sorry. Imagine waking up. That's the kind of thing where you're like, you don't want to be waking up the next day to that news, do you? I wonder if he remembers it. But yeah, he got a bit fresh. But it sounds like that's kind of, I don't know, it's a bit weird because obviously everybody wants kind of a drama from an award ceremony. I know back in the day, the Brits was always the one where you'd hear like crazy stuff going down, and like it's a bit less like that now. But he's seemingly kind of broken that a bit. But NME is always a bit mental. I just feel a bit like, yeah, it's a bit sad, really. It's a bit sad because I am a fan of his. So I hope he learns from this experience. And it's a bit awks, to be honest. But it looked like the rest of the night went well. Everybody seemed to have a great time. And 1975 won Band of the Decade. FKA Twigs was there. I just found out FKA Twigs and Matt Healy are dating, apparently. I didn't know that. I'm just so not up to date with my who FKA Twigs is dating information. But AJ Tracy was there, like everyone. It seemed like a very, very fun night. Fly on the wall for that. Like, a lot of people have been chatting. Oh, of course, and Youngblood did an absolutely insane performance, dressed in a sort of homage outfit to Cher from Clueless. He looked absolutely incredible and did a very epic stage dive, literally stage dive, but off a balcony into the crowd. I mean, that terrifies me. I've done a stage dive once and it was about an inch down. He did it about a meter. He jumped about a meter. And then he went onwards to the Hawley Arms and did a little performance there. He took all of his fans. He told them to meet him on the tube, and he went and did another performance. This is pretty intense. Like, he's such a young guy, 22 or 23, and he's doing so many incredible things. A lot of people I saw tweeting and Instagramming about how he should have won the whole night because that energy was so good. I mean, I've seen him perform live before, and it's absolutely insane. He is so talented. And in other news, Griff, who we had on the show at the end of last year, who is going to do insane things this year. I think she's just going to be massive. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if she won Critics' Choice Brits next year, which is what Celeste won, who's been on the show too. She's won it this year, so she'll be debuting that. She'll be just singing on Tuesday, performing at the Brit Awards. But Griff has dropped another track, Good Stuff. Really stripped back, sort of like chilled ballad, but like quite sad, really. Sort of talking about relationships and how when you break up with someone, that you still really like them and they're just a nice person. And they, you know, you kind of also, I guess, remembering all the good stuff. People rose-tinted glasses, mate. When you break up with someone, you just remember all the nice things. She's only 19 and she just finished school. And of course, she released her debut EP, The Mirror Talk, just before she came into the studio with us last year. And she's just like very original, very exciting artist with incredible hair and incredible dress sense. So if you haven't got to know Griff already, go check her out. She's Whiffy Griffy on Instagram and she's doing bits. So stay tuned. This is her new one, Good Stuff.
Take it back to the start. No, I can't tell you apart. When we lost one another, that's when I rediscovered my memories in the clouds, but my feet on the ground. 'Cause I know I should forget you. Why can't I just regret you? We were fighting fires every night when you met me, and it's not fair at all. So after everything, why'd you leave me with the good stuff, babe? And forget about the mess we made. Oh, I wish that my mouth didn't smile when I think of you. But you left me with the good stuff, babe. And I know that it's a crying shame. It's a million times harder when I don't hate. Oh, I try to rewind every scene in my mind. For you, I've got tunnel vision, and I've blocked out every collision. And in another life, yeah, do me a favor and try to leave me broken and bitter. So moving on's a little quicker. We were fighting fires every night when you met me, and it's not fair at all. So after everything, why'd you leave me with the good stuff, babe, and forget about the mess we made? Oh, I wish that my mouth didn't smile when I think of you, but you left me with the good stuff, babe, and I know that it's a crying shame. It's a million times harder when I don't hate you. Let me ask you why. I wonder if you're going through the same as I tonight. Why'd you leave me with the good stuff, babe, and forget about the mess we made? Oh, I wish that my mouth didn't smile when I think of you. Oh, why'd you leave me with the good stuff, babe, and forget about the mess we made?
Good stuff. What a heart-wrenching tune. I'm obsessed with that girl. Go check her out. Go check out her EP. She's incredible. She's doing bits in 2020. I really do think 2021, she's going to be Brit's Critics' Choice. I'm sure of it. I'm sure. I'm putting my... It's on radio, so it's recorded. So if it happens, I am a psychic, okay? Her EP is called The Mirror Talk, and it was released last November, so go check it out. Another lovely girl from FUBAR's wonderful history is May Muller. We love May. She's a mega babe, but also she's absolutely smashing it. Of course, she toured with Little Mix really recently, and that just really, I think, massively opened up the doors for her, because lots of people, you know, she was put on massive stages and everyone was able to see the sort of incredibleness that is her. And she's just smashing it. She's great. She's got an amazing personality. She makes great music. Her latest track, Therapist, which I'm going to play in a second, is hilarious, which is one thing I love about May's music, is a lot of it is very tongue-in-cheek and fun, and kind of she takes on the male gaze and twists it and just throws it out the window. And this track's all about kind of being with someone who just relies on you for emotional support, and actually it's not what you want. A little bit of a one-way relationship of support. It was written by May, David Pramick and Caroline Aylin. And it's just a really very May track. She's on tour right now, actually. She played Heaven last night, which is absolutely incredible. And I think she sold it out as well. She's been in Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow and Dublin. She's on to Berlin on Monday. And then I think she's got a couple more gigs, one in Paris and another one as well. So she just... taken over the game, and it's so exciting to see. I love how many of the girls that we had in last year are absolutely smashing it right now. So have a listen to this. It's Therapist. The video is amazing. Features her giving a piggyback to her boyfriend for a long time, and it's so funny. Go check it out. Go check out May. Make sure you listen to her back catalogue. She is a star.
You don't bring home roses, you just bring home stress. You never say I look good when I'm looking my best. And if we're staying up all night, it's 'cause you're moaning, not the good kind. Want you to be happy, but not at my expense. The more I listen and I listen, the more I'm thinking.
You don't need a girlfriend, you just need a friend. You got so much drama, I'm not qualified to fix. I would hold your body, but you want somebody that would hold you together. You don't need a girlfriend.
Truth is, I
wanna make you feel good and put your mind at ease, but I'm just where you pour out the negativity. I'll get you excited, I've tried and tried it, but it's so excited, and I'm getting tired of fighting for somebody who ain't fighting for me. The more I listen and I listen, the more I'm thinking.
You don't need a girlfriend, you just need a therapist. You got too much drama, I'm not qualified to fix. I would hold your body, but you want somebody that will hold you together. You don't need a girlfriend.
Truth is, you need a therapist.
Taking care of you, who gonna take care of me? If I spend all my time and my energy on you, on you. If I spend all my time and my energy taking care of you, who gonna take care of me? I can't spend all my time and my energy on you.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Why I'm scared of going away from you? Two sad faces, won't be found. Oh, well, cause it ain't no replacing you. Oh, I smile as I lay it down. But I can't be too cautious. Straight air, I get nauseous. More time, I'm not comfy. Too scared, I'll be nothing. Cause more time, I'm the problem. Real bad, try to solve them. My fault, yes, I'm awful. Go explore your options. Head in the ocean. This thing called love, a fantasy. When really all I ever wanted, someone to watch over me. Three lifetimes spent looking. Through these waters I used to swim. Now I'm drowning without you, baby. Without you. Imagine when our lips touched and I'm stressing, thinking about how I think too much. I can't be too cautious. Straight air, I get nauseous. More time, I'm not comfy. Too scared, I'll be nothing. More time, I'm the problem. Real bad, try to solve them. Yes, I'm awful. Go explore your options. Hand in the ocean. This thing called love, a fantasy. When really all I ever wanted, someone to watch over me. Whoa, I was too caught up in myself. I never have thought it.
Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Hi, my name is Kish Cash, Marcel and Michael, top boys. Yeah, I had a wicked time. I like the vibe at Foo Bar Radio, and it was great because they let me go in their kitchen and I reappropriated, shall I say, the biscuits in that kitchen and the chocolates. Oh, I have to say, this show, I thought it was a serious factual show. They brought me here under the pretense we're going to be discussing real facts, real issues that are prevalent and, you know, pressing on the world of politics and environment today. Bollocks to that. I'll tell you what, these guys are jokes.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
Foo Bar Radio. Oh, we're back in the studio. Hi, Kudu Blue here.
Hey, what's up?
Let me just work out if I've got... Can everyone say hi? Have I got everyone's mics on?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that one?
We are here.
You are on.
Speak a bit closer.
No, there you go. Speak a bit closer like that. But you have to speak really close into the mic, but whisper.
Oh, like a soul.
This is actually ASMR. Did you guys not realise?
This is
an ASMR radio station.
ASMR in your ears.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you should do it. You should be on that Mindful app.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
You know the mind thing?
That one.
Meditation.
I do know that one.
Do you guys meditate?
Yeah. I really do.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deep
breath. What do you think? What's the weirdest thing you think about when you meditate? Because I think about the weirdest things. Like in-depth storylines about life that I'm like, where has this come from?
I like... Sometimes I'll be sitting and I'll be meditating and I feel like I'm watching myself.
Oh,
like,
that's
like
sick.
An out-of-body kind of experience thing.
Do you do that meditation which is like... You know, like...
Nah.
Because that's the thing that makes you go a bit... Woo.
Nah, I tend to just... try and just chill the fuck out.
Someone told me about screaming meditation the other day. You ever heard of this?
This sounds right up my strata.
It's a bit like laughing meditation, but you basically go and just scream. You go away on a retreat or whatever and just scream as loudly as you possibly can to get it all out of your system.
We could do that together if you'd like.
Yeah,
we could just go around. I could just come around your house and just scream at you.
That sounds good.
Maybe you should do that in performances.
Yeah.
I think Clem's probably best suited for the screaming.
Mm. Clem, how would your voice handle that, though? Because you've got to look after those vocal cords, haven't you? You can't just be screaming left,
right, and
centre.
I do a lot of screaming at them anyway, so I think it would
be
alright.
Yeah. But it can't be just casual scream. You've got to be a serious,
a guttural scream.
It's got to be a serious musician scream. Uh-huh. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
You've got to mean it.
You've got to mean it, hon.
Not fucking around.
So you guys are Brighton-based, right?
We are.
A lovely place for music. Great Escape, it takes place there.
It does.
A lot of fun things happen in Brighton.
They do.
But musically, it's actually a really good place. It's quite a good environment to be surrounding yourself in, right? Mm. Tell me a little bit about it. Or everyone could just stay silent.
Or we could do that instead.
Brighton's great. So basically, me and Tom, who's the other guy, grew up in Brighton.
It's Owen and Tom,
yeah,
by the
Owen
way.
Owen and Tom, yeah. So, yeah, we grew up in Brighton. I moved there when I was like 5 years old, moved from Bristol. And like we were like best mates from when I first moved from Bristol to Brighton, and yeah, we just always around music. Like it was kind of competitive growing up. Like everyone was in a band. Everyone was making music, so it kind of like pushed you to go further.
Mm.
And then yeah, Clem moved to Brighton. What year was it?
About 8 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
From Birmingham.
Ago. Yeah, a long time.
Big up. I'm from Warwickshire, but sort of Birmingham.
Yeah.
My family are from Sutton Coldfield.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite places. Some of the nicest people in the world from Birmingham.
Oh.
There we go.
Very kind place.
I'm actually from Birmingham. I was born in Birmingham. Yeah, I was born in Birmingham.
Don't you try and get involved.
No, you can look at my passport.
Second he finds out all the nice people.
Good lad.
From there. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it is just like a big old melting pot of music, and yeah, it was really nice seeing friends doing well for themselves and making really beautiful music, and you know, yeah, it's a good place to live and to create.
I think you're absolutely right, because a lot of what was going on was the fact that the reason why we had to work so hard was because there's so many people trying to do it in Brighton.
Yeah,
there's so many people come to Brighton because of BIM for one, but also just because it's kind of a, you know, it's not London, but it's a good creative young person kind of place to
and
go
it's
and
really
live and,
nice to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. So it attracts a lot of people that are into making music, and so there's quite a lot of competition. So you have to work really hard to get gigs at venues you actually want to play at.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that was a big bonus to living in Brighton, was that it made us like hone what we do.
And in terms of, like, let's get into you guys. So it's obviously sort of, your vibe is sort of a drum and bass vibe, but it's got a bit of a garage flex on it, especially with Are You With Me?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a garage vibe to it. But where did you kind of settle on your sound? And I know that's a weird question because you might not even feel like you have settled on it, but where how do you feel like you got to where you are now?
Sure. You want to say that, Clem?
Yeah, go on, Clem.
All right. I think we've all got really different influences and... we haven't really settled. I think each track could be sort of described as a different genre. So I think we've settled in the fact that we don't have to make a specific kind of music and it can be a bit different track by track.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think specifically in this kind of music as well, you can kind of flit around. But equally, with drum and bass, it's quite a serious... fan, like the way people feel about drum and bass, it can be quite like drum and bass has to be like this.
Purist.
Yeah, that's the exact word I'm looking for. Yeah. Have you guys felt that or not at all? Has it been quite an inviting...
I think that's probably the first time we've ever been described as making drum and bass music.
I think
that track's probably the most sort of... It's got a drum and bass tinge to it, but... none of our other tracks are like that, really. So
is that something you want to continue to try out, or is it something that you're like, this is a one-off and kind of we just want to dabble in it and then move on to the next vibe?
Well, I mean, Clem actually has done a lot of vocals on quite pretty huge drum and bass tracks that have kind of, yeah, they've blown up. But I'd say that, no, we basically make songs that feel right to us at the time. we rarely go, oh, let's make a drum. And I think that with that song, Are You With Me, it's kind of like, it's a drum and bass track dressed up as a garage track, because it's actually like it's at 135 BPM, which is like the standard sort of garage two-step tempo, but it has the sensibilities of a drum and bass song, so it kind of tricks people a little bit.
It's weird because drum and bass is one of the things that I know it's like, I know a lot about garage. That was my sort of growing up, was like the garage vibe, so I don't actually, that's why I'm kind of asking about it, because I don't really know anything about it, so I wouldn't be able to speak in an informed way about it in any way.
I'd say that we know what our parameters are when we're creating. We know that we work in like electronic music, and that it's generally kind of inspired by like the club side of that, and we also have garage vocals and like a strong front woman and vocal lines, and the, you know,
strong,
the top
powerful
lines
women
are
important.
Yeah, absolutely, man, of course. So we've got that, but then, you know, like the what we've just put out, you've been describing as kind of drum and bass, you know, I can definitely see that. But then we've had some other records that are like not quite so drum and bassy, but definitely still clubby. So it's like, it's kind of however we feel like producing dance music on that day, plus like a top line.
And
we just kind of fuck with it.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's great.
It seems
we really enjoy it.
No rules.
Well, it's kind of like that's how it is now, basically.
Yeah.
That's why I feel, and it's one of those things that as like a host, it's really like, I don't like talking about genres because it is pointless, because nobody sticks to a genre anymore. Like even in pop music now from pop music 2 years ago is totally different.
Yeah.
Like you would never have seen grime in pop music 5 years ago, but now it's like the, you know, the biggest
it
part
is.
Of it. And so it feels irrelevant, but it also feels like in some ways you need to kind of put a lid on some things to I don't know why though. Maybe it's just the human condition that we feel like we need to do that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's also the industry. It's also work in the industry, you know, because if we decided suddenly we were going to drop like an acoustic EP, it's like, yeah, that's not going to fucking work, man. You're not going to get away with that. You know.
Although people do.
People do, but it's a bit of a stretch, isn't
it?
And it's like, we're not at that stage where we can just like drop whatever we want.
It's like a metal album of just pure metal.
Always wanted to do a metal album, so maybe we can do that later.
Next one's gonna be pure metal. So Healthy is the new EP, which is coming in April, but that's following Auras, which am I pronouncing that right? Just because your face slightly I was like, wait, it's Auras.
No, it is Auras.
So how do they compare with each other, if you can compare them?
I think they're definitely in a similar vein. I think Healthy's a bit of a progression into more of the dancier side of things. But we've still got a couple of tracks to come out that show the, like, I think with a lot of our music, we've sort of felt like it's got two sides. It's got the dancey side, and it's also got the side that we imagine that you'd listen to at an after party, like when you're chilling out, like that sort of thing. So
the wind down.
Exactly.
Yeah, the wind down.
So it's kind of got that, both sides.
That's which we love. We need the wind up and the wind down.
Exactly.
Now, Clem, as a garage aficionado, tell me some of your favourite ever like classic garage tracks, because I just love talking about classic garage tracks. I can never remember the names of a lot of them. But I'm doing a DJ set this weekend, which is I've been asked to play a lot of garage, so I've been like fiddling around with a lot of great garage tracks on my decks, and it's a lot of fun.
Probably Sincere would be up there.
Yeah,
there's a really great remix. I think it actually is another MJ Cole remix of a Jill Scott song, Getting In, you know, You're Getting In The Way. Oh, if you haven't heard that,
all vocals
check that
over
out.
There as well. That was lovely.
It's almost like she's a singer.
It's like she actually does that for a living. It's crazy.
You'd never have known.
You should hear me sing.
I can't think. But yeah, those two are definitely great ones.
It's what I like is because a friend of mine, it's her wedding, and she was sending me over. And the names a lot of the time don't correlate for me with the song. And I'm like, what is that? And then I play it, and I'm like, oh, yes. Like, so much. And everyone goes nuts for it of a certain age, like my age group or like our age group. It's like, I don't know whether you guys are younger than me or not, but it's like that vibe of like, if you were in that age where garage was like the one, everyone just loses the plot.
I see, I'm totally on that. I don't think these guys, but I don't think it was, it not as big in Brighton or something?
I don't know, I kind of was more into the sort of more ambient side of things, and then like
they were the boring bastards, like, basically.
ambient is not how I would describe it.
I mean, like, as in, like, for example, I mean, for me, one of my favourite artists is Burial, and, you know, like Untrue is one of my favourite, like, albums and songs, and they're bringing that sort of ambient vibe, but putting it in the context of, like, driving electronic beats and stuff like
that.
Well, that
kind of makes a lot of sense with the kind of music you guys make.
Yeah, it is kind of like, I mean, so my job, I'm a sound designer, so I work quite a lot in theatre and stuff like that, so I kind of bring I try to bring a bit of like sound design into what we're doing, and just like a bit, just giving it like a bit of space and some texture stuff in there.
So we all kind of have
lives outside of the band, because you just kind of need to obviously to pay the bills. So I think we all bring stuff from, you know, Clem does a lot of top lining, other artists working with people, bringing in influences from there. Tom's doing a PhD at the moment.
Oh my God.
So bringing stuff in from there.
That's intense.
Yeah.
It's actually not.
I know.
It's not as intense as people think it is. It's like I used to work in a school, and it's way more chill than that.
What's the PhD in, though?
Do you want me to get started? I'm researching an archive of musical manuscripts from 19th century Sri Lanka.
Wow, that is really niche. That is so much more niche than I was expecting. I left uni, everyone was like, oh my God, I'm going to do an MA. And I was like, I am getting the fuck out of here as quickly as possible.
I was like that.
I don't want anyone to talk to me ever again about education. Yeah.
No, I was exactly the same. And then I went and worked a load of really shit jobs and realised that actually I didn't want to do shit jobs for the rest of my life. So,
yeah, I get that.
So I went and did an MA, and then that went well, and now I'm doing a PhD.
You clever boy.
So, well, apparently.
Yeah. Well, do let me know about those.
I beg to disagree.
And you know him, so I'm going to
He
back
knows
on
me
that.
Almost better than anyone, actually, to be honest. So,
yeah. You guys had a Camden Assembly gig finishing off January. That's a nice way to start 2020.
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, how did it go?
That was good fun.
Yeah,
it was good fun.
Good little venue as well, Camden Assembly. It's a quite iconic one as well.
And for us, I mean, you know, we're obviously not like rock up with an acoustic drum kit and a couple of guitars and stuff. You know, we have like all the synthesizers and a lot of programming and stuff. So the PA has to be, you know, good enough to carry that and to get a sense of that. And I feel like it did. Yeah,
it sounded fat. I think
we had a good time.
Yeah.
It's one of those, basically, if you've got like more of an electronic setup, do you, because I know that when I DJ, I panic up until the moment the music is on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I panic so much.
Yeah. I
don't understand
horrible.
How you do it.
So in my setup, I've got running Ableton, like computer synthesizer and stuff like that. So it's like, if anything goes wrong on my end, it just screws everything up. So, like, I go for about 4 nervous wheeze before anything that we do. Like, I'm just like,
I'm going to count next time.
My girlfriend, like, comes up to me, like, are you just like, are you okay? And I'm like,
you're like, every single time you do a gig,
Just stay away from me. Just leave me alone. I need my me time.
What about
my
you two? Do you get nervous? Obviously, it's a bit different. Like, you're just using this.
Yeah, I don't have the pressure of all the technology, but do get nervous, but more of an excited nervous, not like a detrimental nervousness.
Yeah. I mean, it depends if we're doing something new. If there's new stuff on the set list, then maybe a little bit. If there's something that you're not completely comfortable with or whatever, you're still getting your head around. It was a bit weird playing without our drummer at this Camden Assembly gig.
Why was he not there?
He's just sunning himself on a beach in Thailand.
I mean...
Yeah. I know, right?
Is this Creda?
Yeah. It is Creda.
Creda, what is your beef?
I bet he's listening to us right now.
I'm judging him if he's listening to this while I'm on.
I'm judging. We all like to judge Creda.
We're going to play a little bit of Are You With Me? When I say a little bit, I mean the full track.
Oh, great. Nice.
Just play.
I always say we're going to play a little bit, and it's like, no, we're playing the full track. I don't know why I say
just cut off halfway through.
Yeah. I'm done with it now.
Yeah, done with it.
That's enough.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
The next up thing is Healthy EP, which is coming out April. And then have you got any more gigs lined up that we can...
We are playing at the Green Door Store in Brighton on April the 16th, which will be our first headline show in a while in Brighton. So it would be nice to just get a nice big crowd down to
the home team in.
Yeah, home team.
Are you guys doing anything for Great Escape?
We might be.
So stay tuned on the socials.
Yes.
Is it at Kudu Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook, perfect. Twitter, Instagram, all those things.
Oh, Bebo. BBM.
Bebo.
Yeah. MSN.
MSN.
Wow, yeah, you MySpace. Can
old school, man.
Oh, my God, MSN.
Yeah. MSN. ASL.
Wow, ASL.
I don't remember that.
Age, sex, location, it means.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's what you say to other people, you say ASL.
That was weird. That's how I approach people now.
Same.
ASL.
Same. And no one understands because they're all 25 years younger than me. We're going to play Are You With Me? Can you guys introduce it? Because that would be nicer than me saying it.
Hello, we're Kudu Blue and this is Are You With Me?
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Blazing for my bones and I don't wanna make a step. Hi, hey, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet.
Harriet Rose. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
If it's name on it, then mine right beside it. Real fucking ride or die.
I'ma ride that dick like a stolen car. I got the best pussy that you had thus far. Which bitch you know going hard, it's me. I'ma ride or die and I don't need the key. I'm finna bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I pull them panties down, they smiling like they bought the food out. I hop up on their face and make my head go like a luau. I showed you I'm a gangster, now I wanna see what you got. I ain't shy, but see why, cause I been that bitch. Shy, busted, why? Cause I been that bitch. Now don't be playing with a real bitch. Like I won't step back, click, click, clack, and hit the kill switch. Like it ain't problems in my life I gotta deal with. Like I won't take them out on you, real quick. Hey, I ain't scared, I'ma pop that shit. I ain't shy, busted, why? Cause I been that bitch. I ain't shy, bustin' wide, cause I been that bitch. I ain't shy, bustin' wide, cause I been that bitch. I ain't shy, bustin' wide, cause I been that bitch. I ain't shy, bustin' wide, cause I been that bitch. Bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. Bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I bounce that ass and drop that ass and pop it like a shootout. I bounce that ass and bounce that ass and drop bounce 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 that ass and bounce that ass and drop bounce 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 that ass and bounce that ass and drop bounce 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 that ass and bounce that ass and drop bounce 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 that ass and drop that ass and pop bounce like a shootout. I ain't scared, I'ma pop that shit. I ain't shy, but the why, cause I been that bitch.
Ride or Die, Megan Thee Stallion with Vic E. Lowe. Oh my God, I love Megan Thee Stallion so much. Responses here!
No, what's going on, you alright?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. I'm not too bad.
Do you like Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I just like music. Basically, she makes music that you can just really sing along but also violently dance to.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
and
it's
I like true. That.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me, well, we're going to start from the very beginning with you. Therapy was your first, your debut track.
Yeah, yeah.
It talks all about, it talks a bit about music being a sort of therapy for you. Because you actually, if I'm right, you got into music because you did football and then you had an injury and your mum sort of bought you a guitar.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's a common story. I was not that good at football, but it was like my whole life. I was that 13-year-old kid.
So basically it was really lucky you got an injury because otherwise you would have been disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'd be like, proper office work, be like, oh my God, no football. But so it was just a young kid, football every day, all day. And then, I got did something bad to my hip and was laid up for 6 weeks. And my mum came in with a guitar and was like, there you are.
Please shut up and do this.
And I just sat there all day, like guitar, singing and writing. And that was like, oh, maybe I prefer this. So,
had you sung before then?
Yeah.
You knew you could sing?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I always sung. My family are very musical and stuff, so I definitely sung before it, but nothing too serious.
And then you sort of in the shadows were doing a bit of rapping as well. Like it wasn't that
in the
wasn't
shadows. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think it is. When, especially if you're a singer first and foremost, and then you're like, can I do this as well?
100%. Because
it takes, you need a lot of clout, really, to
100%.
You know?
Yeah, it was a big bedroom rapper. I never showed no one apart from my mum.
What was your favourite song to rap along to, like, that's not yours? We've all got one. Mine.
You know what? That, it's bad to say, but like, I listen to probably like Real Slim Shady. And then I Need You, Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
that was when I was like, oh, maybe I could do that too. Just
because
it was like, he's a singer and he's coming out playing a guitar. And then I was like, oh, wow. I like to do that too. That's cool.
Mine's Nicki Minaj's verse from Monster.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of power in that. You've been working on your personal project for a little minute.
Yeah.
And you're finally releasing it.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's just exciting. Like, crazy exciting. Just this, like, it feels like the start of a journey, you know?
Yeah.
So it feels good. I'm excited. Properly excited.
You followed up Therapy with Pray for Change, which is a bit of a commentary on your life in Leighton Buzzard. That's where you grew up,
that's
right?
Where I'm from. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that, because it's got some quite serious undertones talking about suicide and and some deaths that you were like around when you were living there.
Yeah, definitely. It was like yeah, I'm from a small kind of commuter town, and yeah, it was just like when something happens to the community, it happens to, you know, if like everyone's like, it's a big shock and stuff. So Prayer for Change was just like a holding my hands up and being like, not just me, I suppose I'm trying to speak on behalf of like the people from there, the people I know, people that just live in the town, and just being like, wow. And like when things get that real, like you just gotta, what can you do?
Come so together.
Pray for Change. Like, then it was like Pray for Change was like, yeah, but that was the thing for me, is that that's like the resort that we've all got to turn to. So that was definitely, yeah, definitely that.
And Hate Me is your latest track, which we're going to play today.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Hate Me, I wrote with my boys, Greg and Dan. And yeah, Hate Me's like, again, it's kind of on the mental health thing, but it's for sure, but it's kind of...
Is it sort of self, it's a self-hate?
Yeah. It was literally a response to like one of them days. Like,
oh, so I kind of,
yeah, I took it like, we've and all was had like, them. Wow, I'm going to make this a little bit darker than maybe it is, but also about past times that I've been through, people I know have been through. So definitely, it was like a bad, bad, bad day. And then I was like, wow, like, this is crazy. I just need to write about this. And that was it. It was Hate Me. And yeah, that's where it came from, really.
It's a weird thing, isn't it, when you have those days? Because it's like when you're ill, you cannot see outside of that day.
Oh, it's crazy.
And it's like, oh my God, this is going to be me for the rest of my life. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh.
It's fine. It's just like a switch.
Yeah. You celebrated at the Old Blue Last at the end of Jan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that?
That was so good.
Yeah?
It was so fun. Yeah. That was a big night. It was like, that was a moment, like a bit, for me personally, because I was just like, oh.
First headline show, right?
Yeah. So it was like, you know, it was good fun. Yeah, and we just did our thing, and then afterwards, there's a lot of people that I knew there, and we had some fun. So.
And you've announced another headline show, Electro Works. That looks good.
Yeah,
when's that coming?
28th of May.
Sick.
Yeah, Thursday, 28th.
So things are moving quite quickly for you then?
Yeah, we're getting going. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's the plan for the next release?
We don't have a date yet. We have a song, possibly.
Ooh.
It's coming. There's a couple options, but yeah, it's soon. It's going to be within the next month, couple of months for sure.
And you like making videos, don't you? So you're going to pull it.
Yeah. We're going to do a video, I think.
I think visuals are important, especially when you're up and coming, because you've got to get across every platform, haven't you?
100%. And like, I think it's so important, because it's you feel like you get to know someone, isn't it? Even like, because you know, you can hear something, but then to really connect, you see them doing like what they thought about, and it's come to life. It really, I think, helps me personally, like becoming a fan of other people. Right?
That note, who you say becoming a fan of other people, who are your sort of biggest influences, would you say, musically?
My biggest influences, I listen to a lot of like late 90s, early noughties hip hop.
Very good, kind of well
like
done.
Some Eminem, Mos Def, Jay-Z, you know, the classics in terms
the
of
the icons.
Yeah. And then a lot of pop music. I've listened to a lot of like John Bellion, Black Bear, those guys are kind of on that hip hop touch, but they're kind of doing an indie pop thing with it as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Cool. Guys, well, it sounds like everything's really exciting. You've got another release coming up and another headline show.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to go. Can they get tickets now for Electro Works?
Yeah, I believe that the pre-sale dropped today. So.
Oh, sick. Well, everyone go check it out. You can go and find Response on Twitter as well, at Response. It's without the E.
It's without the E.
At Response Music on every platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a little play of it now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you introduce Hate Me for me?
This is my recent single, Hate Me.
Maybe I should choose another dream. Yeah, maybe I should never pick my phone up when it rings. Cause every time I talk, it only makes me overthink. Yeah, maybe I'll just pour myself another drink. Yeah, and maybe if the demons in my head will give me just a second, cause I can't get out of my bed. I'm asking, give me patience, I don't mean to offend. It's just I'm really not myself today. Leave me be, I'm sorry. My dangerous days creep up on me. Insane, my brain makes me. Hate me, I'll be underneath the covers till the day bleeds. Says I'm waiting for the night to come and take me. Cause I'm all out of love, yeah, but tomorrow will call me. I'm just hoping that the sunrise saves me. When the colors fade away, I'll break my daydream. Yeah, when the beauty of the world all escapes me. Cause I'm all out of love, yeah, but tomorrow will come. I'm just waiting for the sunrise.
I know I can be distant from the people that I love, and it's a struggle for relations that rely on having trust. But believe me when I say this is a phase and not a place I'll be for long. I'm MIA and trust, I know this is wrong. I never drink alone, I swear I never sing this low. I swear I always push away the people that I need the most. But lately I'm just overcoming self-doubt, followed by a grey cloud, and hoping that tomorrow comes and offers me a way out.
My dangerous days creep upon me. Insane, my brain makes me hate me. I'll be underneath the covers till the day bleeds. As I'm waiting for the night to come and take me. Cause I'm all out of love, yeah, but tomorrow will come. Yeah, I'm just hoping that the sunrise saves me. When the colors fade away, I break my daydream. Yeah, when the beauty of the world all escapes me. Cause I'm all out of love, yeah, but tomorrow will come. I'm just waiting for the sunrise. Tomorrow will come, yeah, I'm just hoping that the sunrise saves me. When the colors fade away, I break my daydream. Yeah, when the beauty of the world all escapes me. Cause I'm all out of love, yeah, but tomorrow will come. I'm just waiting for the sunrise.
Hey, what's up, this is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
I think it's time, let's make a plan. Or time to ride my wave, oh man,
oh man, oh man.
Why don't you try, just cause you can,
just cause you can,
to find my love,
to find my love,
all of my love,
all of my love,
all of my love. Your skin is brown like sun-kissed sand.
Oh man, oh man.
Why don't you try, just cause you can,
just cause you can,
to find my love,
to find my love,
all of my love,
all of my love,
all of my love.
Keep it a secret. Transparency is important, baby. I mean it. Signs on, I'm in the paint, baby. I need it. I like your vibes, energy's maturing. I wish I could put your pussy in my pocket just to keep
sex.
Hair up in my face, we keep hitting teeth. Criminal, baby. I keep my gun inside the safe. Take it out, put it in the
cheek.
When it's all said and done, is it ever worth it? I said it's never worth it, and that's what makes it perfect. I bought my mother purses, my daughter got a Birkin.
You're such a Scorpio, it's crazy.
No, boy, I haven't felt this gun in so long. Better yet, if I didn't have my clothes on. Said I'm getting sober, but it feels so good to pop one. Needed to pick me up at my Stratton Hill station. So I jumped in your ride, Ray Ray on your ass. Baby, let me add to the things that you lack. You're telling me your secrets, cause you know I'ma keep up. Come find my love,
all of my love.
Except I'm not really in
Love featuring Young Ads. That's a new one from Ray. Artan, welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. I was just telling you that... So a friend of mine, James, produced your video for Anything, and he posted it, and I was like, I am so obsessed with this song. It's like the hook is so... If you guys have not watched this, number one, the video's hilarious, funny, and just everything about it. It sounds like there's multiple people on the track. It sounds like you've got feature artists because it's you kind of do different vibes throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, that's I tried to like do a few different vibes, and also in the video as well, if you've seen it, I'm doing different jobs and different roles. So I just thought, you know what, switch it up. There's different sides to me as a human being. I'm just different people. So I thought, well, yeah, I'll try and put it out in a tune.
I love it so much. Thank you. Oh, I just love it.
Hey.
It's got a really good, and I should say to you, I would never do it in front of you, but I genuinely do know a lot of the lyrics.
You could, I sell wacky backy, I sell ready rings.
Jeez. I like it a lot.
I like that. I rate that.
I'm just telling you, I think I'm like one of your highest streamers because I probably listen to that track every day.
It's a heavy song, so
no,
it's
I
not
like
really
that.
A morning song though.
I do that though in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, like at the gym and stuff as well. I like
it's a good song for the gym.
Yeah,
but it's a bit too much energy for all the time.
Yeah,
like I said, you can't be on the way to work kind of like
no. But I like the reason I like it as well is because it's very like for me. I feel like it represents your character in a way because it's so funny.
Yeah.
But equally, it's like I will do anything for money. I want to get where I'm going and I will do anything to get there, and I think a lot of people relate to that, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, no, definitely, that's the whole concept behind it was pretty much like I just want to show my angle of life of just like of a hustler, like I'm literally just like I'll genuinely do anything. Like, I've done the worst, I've done some mad jobs, like I've worked in a Chinese restaurant, like I've done like I've been an actor, I've been like done voiceover stuff, I've done Leonardo music, I've done like a load of different things. I play table tennis for England. Like,
what?
I've done loads of... I'm half Chinese, so that's in my blood.
Excuse me, don't just drop in that you play table tennis for England. Expect me to not stop everything to talk about that.
Yeah, that's the old me. But when I say anything, I really mean anything.
Okay, like, what would you name out of those or any others? What's the weirdest job?
The weirdest job that I've ever had to do is probably going to have to be working at the Chinese restaurant because... even though a restaurant work is fine, like and whatnot, but I'm Chinese and I can't speak it. I can't speak Cantonese, Malaysian, anything. So everyone's kind of looking at me like you're just a letdown, mate.
So they're judging you for your lack of knowledge.
From a lack of Chineseness, basically, yeah.
Mate, it's a hard that any of those languages. I would be incredibly impressed if you could say a sentence in them because they're. I mean, it's hard enough, like sort of like French and Spanish, like I find hard, but I think like the Chinese languages
it's
hard.
It's different.
I mean, they literally have different even
it's
ABC.
Level.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I can say like Gong Yi Fa Choi.
Oh, what's that mean?
Which means Happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, okay.
So that's relevant.
Also, your accent is good. Like, it sounded legit.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. Gong Yi Fa Choi.
You know, like when you speak in French and it's like, bonjour.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel
the accent is actually the most important thing. Because, like, if you just say the words, then sometimes it can't.
The only thing is that I don't know how you're supposed to say Gong Yi Fa Choi without sounding Chinese. Like, if you try it right now.
Okay, go on.
Gong Yi Fa Choi.
Gong Yi Fa Choi.
All right, okay, you do sound British.
I
take it back.
But, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I think, you know, listen, little couple of lessons, you'll be there.
Yeah, I know, very soon. But I need to learn it, man. I need to get my dad to teach me or something. Like, he's
so
amazing.
What language does he speak?
He speaks, I'll be honest, I don't know. He's Singapore Chinese, so, like, he speaks a weird dialect. Yeah, it's like a different dialect than not that many people speak. So, like, what I've just said, Gong Yi Fa Choi, is like a Cantonese and Malaysian, like
everyone can understand it, right?
Yeah, there's a crossover,
right.
But my dad speaks a random one. I don't really know. I know Chiatla, that means eat up.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one to know.
It is a good one.
It's important.
So you can say Gong Yi Fat Choi, Chiatla, and then everyone knows
what to do. They know it's like
they know the vibes.
They know it's New Year, Chinese New Year, and eat your food.
You got the approval.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only two things I needed to know at the restaurant. So
the only thing I would say about working in a Chinese restaurant is that would be my dream because I love Chinese food so much.
I would
literally just be eating. Oh, I would be a bad employee.
Well, I was a bad employee. I would shred the duck for people. You know, when
I'd
shred the duck and I'd accidentally flick some off. Yeah, so I'd be going like this, I'd be like, oh, 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 and then I'd flick some off the side of the plate and onto another plate, be like, oh, shit, my bad.
Oh, you're doing it in front of them?
No, not in front of them, but like I'd be in the back. I'll be, what you got to do, you take it out to the table, show them the duck. They go, yeah, can you shred it for me? Take it back. And then you shred the duck.
And then you eat half of it.
And I wouldn't say half, but I'd say maybe half of a half of it. Like, or something along those lines.
Good lad.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
Well, it's a shame because you're taking on the music industry by storm now, because you could have been an amazing... Like,
shredder.
Yeah, you could have been an amazing shredder who eats half of your food. But it's going too well in the music industry for you now. Your latest single we're going to play in a minute is Falling.
Uh-huh.
You've got a little live version online, haven't you?
Yes.
Performing it.
Yeah, yeah,
performing
yeah.
It like, well.
Well,
like,
it's a free. It's kind of like a freestyle
vibe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that track.
Well, actually, it's funny. I was. It's a big contrast to the last one, the song that you like, Anything. Mm. That was like a very upbeat kind of song.
Yeah.
And then I was. I like to touch. I don't know. I really like deep songs. I like guitar. I like kind of just emotion. And that song was with one of my. It's so organic because it was one of my best mates that I made it with. Literally like 4 a.m. in the morning, just at studio, just chilling, vibes in, stupid high or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, just come out of it, really. So I was in a bit of a bad space as well, just from general life stresses mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I think that, yeah, like, for me, it's honestly one of my most personal, and it's probably one of my personal favourites, in all honesty. It's like a really, yeah, man, gets to me.
Well, I think as well, it's really nice to hear that you can release anything and then have that fun side of you that's like a little bit, you know, naughty and a little bit fun. And then you can actually dig deep and be like, I am having a shit time and I'm going to write a song about it and I'm going to put it out and it's going to mean a lot to me, you know?
100%. It's mainly like, do you know what it is? I see a lot of artists stick with one theme and they do what they're good at and mm-hmm. they run with what they're good at. And some people, for example, are the Migos, the party guys. Some people are the drip drip. Some people are the emotional person. And it's like... But as
Drake.
Like Drake though, he can be everyone. Because as a human being, you are every one of those emotions, and it's just I'm not just the Mr. Anything who is just making like mad rave music for you. I'm not just someone who makes deep depressing music. I feel like I'm someone that can captivate all of these things. I can't put it in one song, but I'll try my best to just make good music and have a different message for each song and just try and, you know what I mean, condense it into one. Basically.
Yeah, but you do it well. Like, it works. It's not, like, jarring. When I listened to, you know, like, when I listened to Falling, I wasn't like, oh, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
like, even though I did, like you said, it's like, even though I loved Anything, it didn't make me not love the other stuff. It's, like, just a different vibe, which was really enjoyable. And you've also got Chasing Dragons, the mixtape, which is coming late March 2020, which we haven't had any of the songs for yet.
You've not. And... I'm holding back on that actually at the moment until I get a release date, which is going to be, I'm going to announce it in the next, I think, week.
Ooh.
But it's basically going to be late March, but I'm finalizing one or two little small things on there. But it's going to be, I've chosen a mixtape as opposed to an EP because...
It's big as well, it's 10 tracks.
It's 10 tracks, so it's not no games, we're not playing no games.
No.
But last year, I feel like I have to because last year I only dropped like 4 songs. So I was like, you know what, that is like...
You need to be kinder to us.
That's unacceptable.
That is.
It's just unacceptable.
Artan, I'm not happy with you.
I know, and I feel it.
What made you choose to do it as a mixtape and not an album? Because that is 10 tracks, which is an album also, if you wanted it to be.
Because I still feel I am like 5% into my career.
Sick.
Like,
so you feel like you're not fully Artan who Artan's going to be.
Yeah,
so this is like the...
Like, yeah. Do you know what it is? I feel I'm still learning so much. Mm-hmm. I'm still... like I've only recently transitioned from just being like 2 years ago a grime MC to now I do melodies and rap, and I'm like, I'm still
finding... You've got a great voice as well, like it's
thank
like
you.
A beautiful voice.
Thank you. I mean, I'm still learning, like I'm still trying to figure out like what my tone is and everything, like even what I'm good at vocally, what people like. So right now this mixtape is for me just something very personal in terms of like all of my dragons that I am chasing. You'll hear a lot about my journey and, for example, where I think I'm at in life in this mixtape. So I think it's a good foundation for me, especially I just want people to be able to listen through to a project and kind of understand a little bit more about who I am rather than just singles. Like I like doing singles, but for me, just making a big body of work and just being able to just find songs that aren't necessarily the biggest songs, but like they're your personal favorites. That's what makes me a fan of some other people, is like I find a small song on a tape that I'm like, rah, that's now my favourite artist because of that one small song that no one else listens to. So I want to give people the opportunity to find that special song of mine as well.
And it's also kind of solidifying that next step in your story, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you know, marking where you are right now, which is exciting.
100%, 100%. And I've got a lot of dragons I'm trying to chase, so... Yeah, well...
I like that as well, because that's sort of... Well, it's the kind of vibe of anything as well. It's like, I want the money, I want the career, I want the... You know, like, everyone's chasing those dragons.
Definitely.
Whatever they are, everyone's chasing them.
100%. And it's just trying to balance them all and just trying to make sure that financially I'm cool, my dreams are cool, family's blessed, friends I'm still keeping in touch with, my relationships are all good. Like, it's all these things that every single person in the world is dealing with. It's just I'm just explaining mine through music and trying to... just trying to put it into this one tape, which is basically done.
And when you drop the tape, are you going to do a gig? Are you going to perform or something alongside it? What's the plan?
I am, but you know what? I'm also, see with this, a lot of people have been pushing me to do a headline show,
mm-hmm,
and I really keep performances to a minimal. Not saying I get booked left, right and centre. I'll be lying if I said that. But I really want to go super ham. Like, on my first headline, I'm going to do it this year. This year, it's happening.
So, wait, you deliberately don't say yes to shows because... Yeah,
because I want to give people a better experience. And I feel like the longer I'm still practicing, don't get me wrong, I still mm-hmm. rehearse, I'm still doing all my behind-the-scenes stuff. But for now, I'm really trying to, like, build up to a point where when I feel like I'm fully 100% ready to really give people something that... they deserve, they're paying money for, like, people are going to be paying money to come and see me. I don't want to just, I really don't like the idea of just taking someone's money and
not being ready.
Yeah, just sing it along to a song and see you later. Like, I want to know what I'm doing. I want to take proper care in it. And right now my time's so split between trying to finance myself and doing music and handling all these other life things that I'm like, you know what, let me just get this music right first. Once I've got this music right, cool, and then when I'm going to start working on the other elements, and it's all steps, like it's all baby steps, but like I'm going to do it properly, like I'm going to make sure I do it properly when I do it. So,
and I guess in a way it's important to know when you're going into it that you're in the right state of mind. All I ask is that you play anything when you do your show.
I
want to come and I want to see you do that live.
100%. Can you perform it with me?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Oh my God, I would die. Because I try my hardest to be... Because I do it to myself, like, but mouthing it, obviously, with my earphones in. Because you rap quite fast on it.
Yeah.
So it's a... Like, and trust me, I've tried to do Busta Rhymes many times. And I'm not quite fast enough for that. But I feel like I could get to Artan level by, like, later on this year.
I reckon you can do it.
If I start now.
If you start now, by the time I do a headline show, you're going to be on the stage. And
you're not going to be able to get me off.
Yeah, I know. That's probably true. But
I'm chasing my own dragons onto stage.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
Tell me, you. I think it's on your Twitter bio. You wrote, "I mean the opposite of everything I say."
Yeah.
I really enjoy that because I don't know if when you were younger you played the opposites game.
Yeah, I did.
But that's what it made me think of. And I just really imagined you. That it's like a really passive-aggressive game where you're like, opposites.
Yeah.
Only joking. I really like you. Opposites game. So tell me about what that means.
Well, basically, I speak my mind a lot on Twitter and I say a lot of things.
Oh, so you're just covering your back, aren't you?
I'm basically, yeah, this is like anyone that comes to my page and you see me, like, I don't hate on anyone or anything like that. I'm just like, I feel like I'm very controversial with,
ooh,
like, I say,
you talk about politics. I did see on your Twitter, like, there's a little bit of a political,
yeah,
but there was nothing like, I wasn't like, whoa, Katie Hopkins,
It's just you know what it is? Just some people really take things to heart.
They do.
And
I'm scared of Twitter. I'm like, bye,
Do you know what it is as well? Like, I commented on, I can't remember what I said, but I said something to do with, like, Chinese culture. I was talking about Chinese culture, and some people, obviously, I don't look Chinese, and a lot of people were thinking I was being racist towards Chinese, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm literally Chinese. Like, I'm not even trying to, I can't even remember what I said. I said something like, the Chinese need to, like, ensure that the flights do get blocked off, because I've got family that are going over there. And
in terms of the coronavirus,
yeah. In terms of the corona, like, the people are flying out there and flying back. All the students fly out there for the new year and fly back. And I'm like, look, this is like it's a fact. Like, people are going to be coming back over with. So I'm like, look, we need to probably stop the flights. And people were getting onto me and saying, oh, you're racist. I was like, mate, I can't be racist towards myself. Well, can you? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe I just made up a
new
thing.
I'm not the authority on that, though, because I am not Chinese, so okay. I can't be on the authority. But also, what is that like in terms of, like, well, you've just said that you feel like you don't look Chinese, but Do you feel like that in any way affects you with like your in terms of your culture? Because do you feel like you can't represent? 100%. I kind of feel it because I'm like queer, and I don't necessarily look queer. And so sometimes, because it's like weird saying bye
to...
Do you know what I mean, though? That's what I'm saying, is that people say to me, oh, God, you don't look like you would be a bit gay. And I'm like, thanks. I don't know what to say. But do you know what I mean? It's not the same, but I vibe with sometimes it's quite weird when people say that to you. And it's
100%.
Like,
I mean, to be honest with you, because I've moved around, like, I've moved, like, from the age of, like, 5 to for 18, I moved, like, 7 times. So I've gone from like complete white Essex school to like East London, Romford, North London, all this, and I've moved around so many times. I've been called all the names under the sun in Essex, and a lot of the time people think I'm Albanian. Like, so I get called sometimes Albanian parts that I don't understand, and I'm just like, you know what? Like, I released an EP called Breaking Stereotypes,
right?
Which is like partially because of that, because I feel a lot of people don't really understand, and people watch me, they see me a video, they kind of click off after the first 3 seconds because they don't really understand what I'm going to say or the vibe I'm on. And it's like, I kind of want, as long as you get past the image of me and you just kind of really deep in what I'm saying, I feel like that's when you kind of can buy into the message a lot more.
But it shouldn't be anything to do with any of that. It shouldn't. I mean, I'm saying that as a complete, like, it's obviously a stupid thing to say because it's, you know, like you say, it affects you. But it seems so crazy to me that that would affect someone listening to your music.
It does. Well, do you know what it is? There's just so many musicians nowadays, and there's so much people are uploading content on Instagram, YouTube, everything, that you've got to stand out within 5 seconds. And unfortunately, in this modern era, I feel like perception is reality, well, to some people.
Welcome to Twitter, literally.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel, you know what, I'm just going to carry on doing me. If people relate, they relate. But unfortunately, I feel like a lot of it is down to image and just looking up to people rather than relating to people.
Yeah.
And that is the way that I think the scene is at the moment. But
I think I related to your track like when I first heard it, and then I looked into all your other stuff and I really vibed with it. So I do think there is people out there that are like that, and there are people that out there that are going to find you and know that, like, you're, you know, kind of very honest and very yourself, which is the exciting thing. But it must be tough to, like, have to explain yourself over and over again.
Yeah
Very annoying.
But it's all good because in the long run I feel like it benefits me.
Yeah, and I think your story is great, and I think you've got this message that you want to put out and people are listening.
Definitely That's the plan anyway, so.
And we'll also see. Just fuck with them on Twitter, it's fun.
Yeah, 100%, I don't mind it. But that's why I got the disclaimer, so. just in case I've
just in case
videos.
You're like, nah, listen, Twitter bio. See my Twitter bio. Artan, thank you so much.
Thank you
it's
for having
me. It's been such
a
pleasure. I'm a little fangirl.
Oh, thank you. I'll hopefully bump into you again at the
are you kidding?
MTV
I'm gonna
thing.
Be well yeah we'll be at MTV, but then also performing live on your headline show.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
I jump up.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll watch out.
I can't wait. And literally, you're going to be like, oh no, she's running towards the stage. Get
did
security!
I really, did I agree to that? Oh
security.
My God.
Nah, it doesn't matter. You've agreed on air, so
okay.
Too late. We're going to play your new one, Falling. It's a beautiful track, really beautiful. And I'm lovely to hear that it means so much to you as well. Can you introduce it for us, please?
Of course. This is Artan, and this is my latest single, Falling. We're going to spin it for you right now.
Jesus.
We're bucking zoobies in the late night. I wanna kick back and take flight, but right now I better take time. I'm putting weight up on my waistline. Oh, getting kinda bigger now. All these things I gotta figure out. And I'm so lost now again, I've forgotten again what I should do tomorrow. I'm smoking this loud and my head's feeling hollow. Feel I'm broken again, need to figure this out, and this chance I can't bottle. Wishing tonight and I'm piffing tonight. Path is not easy, I slip and I slide, and I'm hurting inside. And I'm falling, not balling, still all in. Life so swings around about, so if they talk, I'll drown them out. It's calling, you're all in, I'll make it there, you never know. Just please pick up your telephone. I ooh it, baby, come on through it. I wonder what to do, I just wanna make my move.
getting high, I'm here elevating. You think you know me from my reputation? They barely know me and they said I'm changing. Forever hustling and forever blazing. I see the stars and the money trees. Keep waking up from all these fuzzy dreams. Come watch my life and you'll see funny scenes. I'm just a man with anybody dreams. Track suit, man bag and I'm out of it. Ain't nobody down in here, I never have a snout with beer. Feel I've never took a day off. You taking out, I take lots. Just watch, it's time to straight prop. I'm next to blow, just wait, watch. I smoke a zoomie to the face. And now I'm feeling out of place. So I'm picking up the praise, but I'm feeling. And I'm falling, not falling, still all in. It's life so swings and roundabout. So if they talk, I'll drown them out. It's calling, you're all in, I'll make it there, you never know. Just please pick up your telephone. Ooh, it, maybe come on. Wonder what to do. I just wanna make my move. I know I'm smoking on it too. What I want to do, what I do.
Artan Falling, what a mega babe, we love him. DJ Rap is in the studio.
Hey.
Babe, how are you?
I'm good.
The queen of drum and bass is here.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm in the presence of royalty. How's it going?
You know what, it's good. I'm just adjusting to the weather because I moved from LA and I've been there for 20
sorry,
years.
Sorry, babe.
Mate.
Sorry about that.
The perpetual cold, but I love it apart from that.
What made you move back?
A few different things, you know. Brexit was one of them because I have an Italian passport and an American passport, but not a British one, even though I've lived here for 25 years.
So where were you born?
Born in Singapore.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, okay, all right. Yeah. So you needed to come back to get your passport?
Well, no, I needed to come back because if you're not living here and paying taxes by the leave date, then you can never live here again.
Oh my God.
So I had to change my whole life because I was traveling here every other month anyway.
Right,
and
right, right.
It was just getting to a point where I was like, you know what? You can always go backwards.
Yeah.
Why not make a complete commitment? The music scene here, that was one reason. The most important reason is that music is just amazing here.
The drum and bass scene right now, just
it's
in
just
general.
A lot. It's yeah. just flourishing in such a way. In Europe, you know, whereas like in America, not so much.
Yeah, because I don't know what the LA drum and bass scene is like.
There's hardly one. There's like, you know, respect and a couple of good little things, but it's you know, completely different.
But also very good, because you're obviously a producer as well. It's a very good place for a producer because there's a lot of people making music over there. Like a lot. It's weirdly become, I feel, in recent years, the place where all new music artists go to like make new stuff. So
I feel for me, everything but drum and bass was good there.
Yeah.
I got to produce a lot of different music. You know, it was a massive like house head for a long time, played a lot of house shows and then did a lot of movies and sync in the same of music. So it definitely expanded my musical palette.
Yeah.
But I feel like the drum and bass, I was almost like musically impotent there. I couldn't even, you have to be in the scene and in it.
Oh yeah.
And around other producers and living and breathing it every day, I think, to really get a grip on it.
And did you sort of get that with weird withdrawal symptoms thing when you weren't around it all the time in it, like in that drum and bass thing?
I mean, I did start to when I started to come over here 2 years ago, and I was started up by going to events and just seeing if it was calling me again, you know. And I definitely did, and I've always missed it, but I think, you know, I was also very busy doing music, period. I mean, if your life is music and that's your day job, then you're doing whatever it takes. One day you might be working on a sync license, another day you might be, you know, DJing, and another day you're doing something different, running a label or teaching someone Ableton. So I've always been busy and never really felt like I was missing out until I came back here. And it was Fabio, I think, was talking to me and was saying, look, you know, they're kind of making the stuff you made back in the day, but with a modern twist. Ooh. It would be a really good time for you to come back. And I came back and I was like, yeah, wow, I'm just loving this.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's an exciting time for music in general, I think, but it must be exciting for you to come back and kind of immerse yourself back again.
It is. I've got fresh eyes and it's, you know, it feels almost like brand new again.
Yeah.
So I feel like a kid in a candy store, I guess.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, because I mean, we're going to talk about United Nations: Three Decades of Drum and Bass, which is the film that's coming out on the 21st of February. It's in cinemas on all digital platforms and Sky as well. But so originally you actually trained as a solicitor. Is that right?
Well, I did some paralegal work when I was. I did a lot of different things.
Yeah, but didn't we all, hun?
I mean, I know. Until I found
my feet.
Got to
get it somewhere. Yeah.
God, I had to go at hairdressing as well till I dyed someone's hair blue. And
by accident?
Well, certainly wasn't on
purpose. Oh my God, amazing.
Put it this way, I wasn't meant to be a hairdresser. But
you were meant to be a drum and bass
DJ.
Do you
remember those, well, you probably don't, you're young, but those YTS schemes where they'd send you off for 6 weeks working somewhere. So
oh
when the
God,
hairdressing failed, that's the next thing I got was a paralegal job working at this solicitor's. And actually I thought, well, this is great because, you know, I like criminal law and all of that, be really interesting. Believe me, after the first month I was just like,
get
yeah,
me
it's not for me. Then I went to a rave and it was all good.
Oh my God, this is the thing. So when did you kind of click that, you know, you went to your first rave and you were like, this is where I need to be, this is what I want to be doing?
Well, actually, that happened a lot later. My first record, I'm showing my age, I was 88. And I'd been raving solidly for a few years before that. And I was just enjoying the experience. It wasn't really about that. It wasn't until I went to an Ibiza rave in, that's the name of the company. It was in London, the promoters. And I just watched these two DJs and they were called Dem2. And
great name.
Yeah, DEM2.
Yeah, love that.
And one of them was like really, well, they were both hot, but I only had eyes for one of them. Ooh. I'll be honest with you. And then, and I was, you know, I was making my way to the DJ
yes.
stand as you do to get a better look, you know. And then he dropped this record, the Suzanne Vega, that da 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 da.
Oh my God,
right?
I love that song.
And I forgot about him. And I just stood around and I was watching him, hair flowing, owning the crowd. And
yeah.
everyone just hypnotized, me included. And I just thought, what an amazing thing. He is giving and getting the biggest hug in the world, this guy. And it was just like aha moment. My body was shaking. I literally had butterflies. And I turned around to my mates and I went, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a DJ. And at that time, you know, we're all really broke. We're living in squats and waitressing and doing all kinds of stuff. And everyone was just like, yes, we don't have to pay anymore to get into raves. You're going to be a DJ. It was just like, next day.
That is hilarious.
Got
their
a tape
first
deck.
Thought,
yeah.
Their first thought was free entry.
Well, you don't understand what we had to do for money back then.
No, listen, that's exactly the kind of reaction I would have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We all were living in apartments together in squats. And, you know, sometimes there wasn't even electricity.
Oh my God.
But there was always a boombox. And the thing was, is that, you know, the next day I got a secondhand Syntronics turntable and mm-hmm. then I had a tape deck and we were just, all of us, like, don't give up. And I was like, I can't do this. I'm throwing the record against the bloody wall.
Oh my God.
You know, but eventually it was hard to learn that way. But then eventually I got into pirate radio and the rest is kind of history. That's
yeah.
where I learned to mix.
Do you miss pirate radio? Because that is something that I wish I was like, around for, because it seemed like such a fucking vibe and energy.
You'd be I've heard your show so many times. You're amazing on radio.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you would be phenomenal on pirate. And I would love to do radio. So if you ever want to make that happen, you
oh
let
my
me
God.
Know.
If let's start a pirate radio station.
Let's do a show here. Let's do a one-off light, and then if it goes well and people love it, we'll do it again.
Oh my God,
why
I would
not?
Love that. I would
I'd love
that.
We play the old stuff as well as some of the,
yeah.
you know, just take people back. Be amazing. So yeah, I do miss it, and I think that, you know, there was something special about the community. It created.
Well, you knew, because obviously you were in amongst, like, alongside you, all the other greats of the vibe as well, of that genre.
Yeah, we're all there together, right?
Yeah, so. And you kind of came up all together, which must have been such a, because I mean, for you, obviously, like, you're all friends, so it's like,
yeah.
you know, you're experiencing it all together. But from on the outside, that's a pretty epic kind of career.
Yeah,
beginning, you know?
I guess you don't really look at it that way because everyone's just normal to you. Like,
yeah,
it's like it's all just normal. But it is, there are moments where you'll look at each other at a gig and you'll be like, is this really happening? Did you just see how many people are in front of us? It's just, you do have, even though I still pinch myself and have those surreal moments. I did it Boomtown and, you know, all the festivals. You just look and you're like, bloody hell.
But you should, because that's the thing that makes it fun. If you didn't
feel. I think if you lost that, it's time to. But in fact, that's happened to me
yeah.
where I've been on the decks and I've just been like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. And I've taken 5-7 years out.
Yeah.
and do something else. And that happens, you know, anything. You could be eating chocolate and say, I love chocolate, but eventually you're going to get sick of it. And I think if we don't take time out to balance our lives and not just be not just be DJ Rap, but be Charissa Saverio and find out who I am. You've seen Runaway Bride.
Yeah.
Right. I needed to find the eggs.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's like, it's that kind of thing. You can't just do one thing. And some people will disagree with that. They'll be like, well, to be a master of something. But I think you've got to really master yourself first, and then you can master everything else.
100%. I think you see it with a lot of artists from all different kinds of areas. I mean, if you look at, I know it's just like an odd example, but like Justin Bieber is a really good example of someone who did his thing so much that he got completely lost in and had to completely cut it off. And that's just someone that's famous example of that. But I think
everyone can get burnout.
Everybody can. DJs especially, it's a very dangerous industry.
It is. I mean, look, I was doing, I think for 20 years, every gig, every weekend, and sometimes a different country every night. And when you have a major record deal like Sony and you've got huge agents and huge managers and you are just on the road all the time. And, you know, I was lucky. I had a good experience in the sense that I had a very big record at the time. And so I got to eat healthily and all that stuff was taken care of. But in this world, where it's all indie, where we're all doing that indie thing, you know, they don't care how you get there, whether you're eating, if you're drinking, if you're doing, you know, so you've got to really take care of yourself if you want longevity. And found that out the hard way. And but the good news is that's why I come back after such a nice, I say I hadn't slept since 1988, so I feel like I had a good nap and now I'm back. You all better watch out.
You don't need to sleep ever again now. No. You've got it all done. You're all done. So let's talk a bit about the film. Tell me about how you got involved in it. Like, what can we expect on the 21st of February?
Well, I think you can expect some, for it to get real, but some real laughs along the way. Terry, I've known for a long time. I used to play for him at all his events. He's a fantastic promoter. And, you know, there's no one better to do a film about this than someone who really was a promoter and was in it and is in it. You know what I mean? Because otherwise it's just that preconditioned idea of what it is. You're going to have that scene cut to someone doing drugs, cut to someone selling or doing something, and it's like, oh please, you know, it's so much bigger than that, and it's not even about that. And so I'm really happy that Terry's doing it, and I think, you know, I'm also a bit nervous about what I said, because this was like 2-3 years ago when we did these interviews, and who knows what we said then. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be raw like sushi and everyone's just going to spill their guts out and just say what they're really thinking, you know.
And I think that is nerve-wracking, but also it's your heart and soul that you're putting out, and this is your legacy and your kind of like what you've worked during, you know, your whole life. It was your whole life at one point, and then you've moved into other musics and experienced everything, and now you're back in it again, and it's like that whole full circle thing that's quite exciting. It's nerve-wracking, but it's exciting to see.
It is exciting. I'm going to be sitting there going, but it won't be the first time I put my foot in it.
I mean, listen, who cares about
that? That's what
that
makes it fun.
I hate to kind of bring the woman thing into it, because I don't like to do that. As a I'm a DJ, but not anywhere near as good as you. I just play for fun. But
so do I.
Yeah, but you're really good at it. But I do think it's an important question, especially as you came up in the 90s, when there was a time pretty much you probably were one of the only... one of very few women in that industry. Was it difficult for you, or did you find it easy to kind of seamlessly slip in and you didn't feel like ostracized or anything?
I don't know. I have a different viewpoint about this than a lot of people, because I felt it worked in my favor.
Right.
I feel that it is more sexist now than it was then. Mm-hmm. It's harder now for someone new breaking in, I think.
I think in drum and bass and dance music, definitely.
Not in techno. The women are ruling it there. Yeah. But my point is that, you know, I think there was certainly a novelty aspect. Oh, we're going to be the first to put a girl on in the main room. I certainly wasn't the first female DJ, and there's amazing. I've got amazing colleagues in this scene who are just as incredible at doing what they do. But I was the first to turn around and say, no, I'm playing the main room. You know, I'm not going to be in the girls' room. I'm not doing that, which is why to this day I loathe female-only events. And I don't mean that in a bad, but I think I fought so hard for equality. The last 100%. Thing I want, how would I feel if there was a guy-only event? I feel like... Do you know what I mean?
No,
it feels
weird.
So for me, I play with the boys because I don't think they look at it as, oh, this is a girl. That it's just like, you're just a great DJ and a producer, and that's it. And one of the things I love about this scene is that you have to be able to produce. And one of the things that I don't like is seeing certain female DJs or male DJs pretending that they're producing, getting ghostwriters in, not really doing it, but then getting all these fake bots and having all this press, and they're not really doing what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? And that we're in danger of, because one of the beautiful things of this scene is authenticity. Mm-hmm. And the passion that we have for what we do. I mean, you know, there's a reason I'm not married. I'm married to my Ableton and my computer, and I spend every day making music. It's all I care about, you know, and everything in this business. And even if I wasn't doing drum and bass, I'm still doing music. Yeah. That's my living. I don't have a day job.
Yeah.
So this is it. So for me, you know, I think what we have to do as women, if everyone says, well, why aren't there more women? I think that the first thing is production. Mm-hmm. There's never been a record that I've made that a guy hasn't played if it's been a hit record because a girl made it. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't exist. So make great records.
Yeah.
You know, and you will get noticed.
But I do think to an extent...
There is sexism though, but there is sexism in everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I tell you what there isn't. I tell you what I don't have to deal with in drum and bass. Someone touching my ass, someone saying sleep with me for a gig, someone offering me or being nefarious in that way. I've never, ever in drum and bass... in this country come across that. Never. And I'm quite old.
I get people hitting on me all the time. Not like I'm sounding, everyone hits on me all the time. I get
but
men.
You're giving them the blue steel look.
Yeah, yeah. It's because I'm staring at them. No, I get men hitting on me a lot during DJ sets, which I find really annoying, but I just shut it down. And then if they're, you know, like that's just normal behaviour, I think, in a
nightclub.
Maybe
I'm just used to playful banter. For me, it's like, that's just never happened to me. And maybe there's a respect thing in the sense of the underground. And also I'm known for being quite feisty. So probably they're a little scared.
Good.
Because, but if someone said you're looking good, yeah, I'd be like, you're looking good too. You know, it's a compliment. I mean, but hitting on you, to what degree are they hitting on you?
Oh, you know, just like, oh, can I? Like, you know, when someone comes to look at the decks, like they know what they're doing, and I'm like, I don't care if you can DJ, go away. You know, and they do that thing where they cross their arms and look over at the decks while you're doing it. It's like, yes, I can mix songs, hun. I'm not faking it behind the decks. But, you know, I think everyone's different.
The thing I think is cute is when sometimes, you know, you're getting to DJ and this doesn't happen again in this scene. I mean, I've played multiple genres and scenes, but when I would say on a more commercial level, that's when that stuff starts to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're there and then someone will come home and go, this is the fader.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Do you know what? I've been doing this for 35 years. I always wonder what that button did.
Yeah.
Always wondered. Thank you. Thank you
so much. Fuck off. Babe, it's been such a pleasure to chat
to you. You're awesome.
And your energy is amazing. I cannot wait to see this film because I really want to know what you said now.
Yeah, so do I.
It's called United Nation, Three Decades of Drum and Bass. It is going to be out on 21st of February in cinemas and all digital platforms and Sky. You're nervous to watch it, but excited, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a preview, do you think? Or are you going to watch it on the 21st?
Well, we're going to the premiere on Saturday. Well, yeah, just before. I have another gig that night. But yeah, we're going to the premiere. There's a red carpet thing.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to put my glad rags on and do it.
Good girl.
So if I say something stupid, at least I can make up for it by looking glamorous.
Well, that's all that matters. You can just do this sort of like, oh, I don't know. Sorry, guys.
No, just a DJ.
I look good. I'm just a DJ. We're going to play Dark Places now, babe. Can you introduce it for me?
Yeah, this is one of my tracks, Dark Places. I'm DJ Rap, and this is on Proper Talent.
So you need to adore.
Studio, how are you doing, babe?
Hiya, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really, really good. Lovely to have you here.
Yeah, it's really fun to be here.
We're just talking about your new EP, Predictable, which is the track we're going to play later, is off the new EP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're still formulating it. When do you think it's going to drop?
The new EP, it'll be out in April.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be 5 or 6 tracks.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, good. I've released 3 songs so far.
And do you think you're going to release any more before it comes out?
Yeah, there's one more song coming in March, beginning of March.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about Predictable. It's sort of like a bit of a slow jams R&B vibe.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this song is it's about like when you break up with someone, mm-hmm. You feel like shit for a bit.
Yes.
And that's how it is. Like everyone go through it. And then when you finally start to feel better, that's when that person like sends you a text like, hey, what's up? Like,
oh my God, I wish that happened for me. Yeah. Never happens.
Happened to me so many times.
Oh my God, does
it? Yeah.
Oh, when I break up with someone, they're just like, bye. See you later. Never again.
Yeah.
No, but that is heart wrenching as well. Cause you've sort of like 3/4 got over them and then it's like,
yeah, exactly. And then it's just like,
leave me alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh God.
So yeah, it's about that. And it's,
what do you say to them when they text you that? Do you even reply? When that happens to you, which it clearly happens a lot because they still want you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be like...
Bye.
Yeah, and I always try to be polite, you know, but kind of like in an offish way, like, yeah.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
What about just block their number?
Yeah, I
block
could do
and delete.
That. I could do that.
And in terms of the rest of the EP, obviously we've had 3 tracks already, but is there a recurring theme or was there anything that kind of went in, you were like, I want to make this EP about this, or is it just all different kind of stories woven together?
I think it's just all like different stuff. Like usually I don't put that much thought into like creating like a whole whole vibe for the whole EP. Mm-hmm. I just write like whatever I feel like that day, and then I try to just combine those songs into like a project. Mm-hmm. And it can be like my previous single was called Mom. It was to my mom.
Yeah.
And the first one was called Daydreaming, and it was just like about me chilling and having like nice time, kind of like that. And this one, Predictable, is more the love theme, so it's a bit like all
everywhere.
Over the place, yeah.
Well, you were born and raised in Sweden, right, as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like, in terms of writing and production and, well, music in general, it's a great place to grow
up,
right?
Like, it's a pop mecca. Like, yeah, there's so many great songwriters and producers.
It's crazy. How did that, was that a good effect on you in any way? Did you kind of vibe with any of that when you were younger, or did you not really notice?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, When I studied music production when I was around 20 years old, and it was like such focus on writing hits and like creating really good like hooks and top lines and stuff like that, which I was kind of bored at that time because I'd never been that into like pop music. But that kind of like gave me like the structure and the foundation of how to write a really good song. Mm. I mean, I hope I learned something. Like
yeah.
So even though I don't write pop music, I always try to have that thing in mind, like having a good hook and something that like gets stuck on your mind.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it, in pop?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's what Sweden does very well.
Yeah.
And then when did you leave Sweden? Because you live here in London now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I live here. It's been a bit more than 3 years now.
And how are you finding it in London?
It's really good. I love it. Yeah. It's so nice.
Do you go home ever?
I mean, rarely. Like I go... Because my sister, she lives in Stockholm. My mom, she lives in south of Sweden. And so it's always like when I go, I try to either go to my mom or my sister. So I can't go like that often because I can't go to them at the same time.
Yeah.
But I go, I mean, like maybe around Christmas and one time in the summer. So, yeah.
Oh, they must miss you.
Yeah, and I miss them too, obviously.
But you're here writing bangers. You've got to stay and write the bangers.
Yeah, I'm trying at least.
Are you getting in the studio with any other UK artists? Is there anyone else you're working with at the moment?
Well, actually, at the moment, I've been trying to produce a lot for other artists.
Oh, yeah.
Because before it was just like focusing on myself. So now I'm really like looking for people to work with, especially like female singers and artists that I would love to work more with.
Shout out all the females listening.
Yeah, I mean,
get in touch.
Yeah.
And tell me, what's the plan over the next few months? Are you going to be doing any live shows to support the new EP for when it drops?
Yeah, so I have one show coming up. It's the 5th of March, I believe. It's at Earth in Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a jam session night with a lot of different artists. So I'll just be playing like 2 songs or so.
Nice.
And yeah, I have one more single coming beginning of March as well. And then the EP dropping in April.
So a lot going on this year.
Yeah.
And it's following Colourless, right? Which has 3 million streams on Spotify.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Does that make you nervous in any way? Because you're following up an EP...
Yeah, it definitely does. Because, I mean, when I put out my first EP, I wasn't really expecting anything. And I was just like...
Which is nice, because then you get 3 million streams
exactly.
And you're like...
Yeah, I mean, I was just like blown away by the response and like everyone listening to my music. So now, obviously, I feel the pressure. Like, I want to keep up the momentum. And like I'm just hoping that people will still listen to my music. We'll see.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you feel anything's changed since you released that EP within yourself as a musician?
Yeah, I mean, I just like I feel more confident because like I said, I didn't really know what to expect. Now I kind of know that, I mean, I know that people actually like what I do, so I have more confident, really.
Which is important, because when you start in any industry, if you don't believe in yourself, it can really...
Hard.
Yeah, yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah. No, definitely, you need to believe in yourself.
Well, 2020 is going to be your year, babe.
Hopefully, yeah.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
Well, let's play some music right now, because it's time. Do you want to introduce Predictable for me?
Yeah, sure. So you're about to hear Predictable.
Why you gotta say those words to me? Remember when you need a space to breathe, listen and protect upon how love can be. Why you gotta come back in my life when I was just about to feel alright? Telling me you miss me, but it's all a lie. Made a love at night and
call me when it's getting late and you're lonely. Baby, can you please come on over? I don't wanna hear the same story. Stuck on repeat, it's getting boring. Know that I messed up, I'm so sorry. But now with somebody else, and he don't make me feel so out of place. So don't you come on out of here on your knees begging me, baby, please, it ain't that easy. Why you gotta say those words to me? Remember when you need a space to breathe? Isn't it predictable how love can be? Why you gotta come back in my life when I was just about to feel alright? Telling me you miss me, but it's all a lie. Isn't it funny how the things you don't want become the things you can't have? And that's when you need it the most. The minute you lose it, the moment of truth, you realize you misused it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't wanna live like this forever. I'm tired of spending my hours. Maybe it is time to let go. Cause now it's somebody else. Feels so out of place. So don't you come on over here on your knees begging me, baby, please, it ain't that easy. Why you gotta say those words to me? Remember when you need a space to breathe? Isn't it predictable how love can be? Why you gotta come back in my life when I was just about to feel alright? Gotta say those words to me. Remember when you need a space to breathe. Listen and protect upon how love can be. Why you gotta come back in my life when I was just about to feel alright? Telling me you miss me, but it's all a lie.
Predictable, Shaq D there. Chris and Liz are in the building. Michael and David, how are we doing?
Hey, what's good? I'm good.
David?
Yeah, likewise, yeah. Hi.
Hi, hi. You guys live together.
That's true.
You make music together.
Correct, yeah. In so, our rooms separately or...
Or together sometimes. Depends. Depends how you're feeling. How are you guys doing? You good?
Terribly well.
Terribly well, but I like that.
That's Michael's favorite way of saying
terribly well. Yeah. What's that called when you do a negative and a positive together? I can't remember.
Is it an oxymoron?
That's it. Yeah. Clever boy. Hey. Clever boy. Haunt Me is your latest track.
Haunt Me, yeah.
Yeah. It's your latest single. I mean, it comes alongside your debut EP. So tell me a little bit. Let's talk about Haunt Me first. Tell me a little bit about the track.
Sure. Well, what can I say about a track? It's about me trying to having a crush on this girl in the summer, and then nothing came out of it. Basically, I sat down on my last day of summer and I started just playing with my MIDI keyboard and doing emo noises into my mic.
Feeling
and,
sad.
Yeah, feeling all sad, and then. And then I just brought it to the studio and made something completely not so emo out of it, actually. So I'm glad.
Is she still haunting you, or are you over it?
No, I'm over.
Does she know it's about her?
No, hell no. Oh. No one
knows.
You
should send it to her.
You should.
Yeah, I should.
You should.
With a crying emoji.
Yeah. Help me.
Oh, that's so soft boy.
It's a soft boy song? No, it's...
What's a soft boy?
Oh, a soft boy music would be if you're like overly trying to be...
Sad.
If you're like pitying yourself over unrequited love, basically.
And hoping that someone would notice you
over your pity. I love soft boy music.
Yeah, no, I mean, so do we.
Yeah.
But sometimes soft boys themselves can be...
Sometimes it can get cringy.
What's the word? Toxic.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm learning so much from you. I saw you're working on a video.
Yeah, we are. We actually were meant to release it yesterday, but we didn't. I I kind of forgot about it. I was like, wow, that's tomorrow. And I didn't know where to post it. So I just like, let's release it after the other music video. So now it's coming up in like 2 weeks, I think.
Okay, so you're dropping another video, a different one as well.
We have another single,
Ooh.
Forget Me.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
is this about the same girl?
No. No.
Different girl. Such a Lothario.
No, I wouldn't even know. I guess it's about a different girl. It's about...
Everything romantic.
It's a romance. It's a romance song.
Well, I feel like your songs are they're all quite different. I mean, you've got a song about Elon Musk stealing your girlfriend and taking her to Mars.
Yes, yes.
Like, you kind of go everywhere with your inspiration. Are you not a fan of Elon Musk? Is that where that came from?
Well, not now. He still grimes for me.
So it is about grimes. Cause she's
No, it's not. It's not.
Isn't she pregnant as well? Isn't she pregnant?
Yeah, she is.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate, you are fucked. Like, there's no way in there.
Who knows with who, though? She didn't say. Could have been me.
Well, maybe. But I'm assuming it's assuming it's the multimillionaire that she's going out with. Probably.
No, probably. I mean, I'd bet on him, yeah.
You need to send that to him.
I tried. Yeah. I tried.
He's not, can't get through all the Teslas.
He could not get into those DMs.
I DM'd him. No. Everything just
mate.
Leaves me not even on scene. He doesn't even check.
Left
it.
You on scene. Yeah.
He only listens to people talking to him about Teslas. So don't bother. Or space travel. I mean, he probably would literally take someone to Mars. So
yeah,
I think he's getting ready to launch his first astronauts into space.
And
now,
also, he launched his first single, which sucked, I think, but.
Oh, his
what?
Single?
Yeah,
I think his single was pretty good.
Shut up. Elon Musk has released a single. Why have we not played that on the show, Natalie?
What was it called? Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
Don't Doubt
That's
Your
what it's
Vibe.
Called.
Yeah.
Elon
yeah.
Musk put vibe in a track name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like you're like a you are.
I think
Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
No.
Yeah.
Shut the front door. This is the best news I've had this week. I'm going to leave this radio studio in 10 minutes and listen to that on repeat for the rest of the weekend.
I think that Grimes must have just made it for him and then just like... Make the sentence and then pitch it. Yeah, just.
I wonder what they talk about, him and Grimes.
Oh,
I don't know. They probably have some sort of like alien language.
Yeah. Do you think they are aliens?
I mean, if there's any two people right now on Earth that I would think might be aliens, it would be Elon Musk and Grimes.
Okay. I can feel you. I feel you.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
No,
I would love to be
an alien.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for people to think I'm an alien.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's quite...
I think it's cool to be an alien.
Yeah, I watched the interview
with... I think
with
Michael's an alien.
Oh, thank you. I saw her interview, like a makeup interview. I don't know why the fuck do I watch that, because I don't... ever put makeup
Michael
on
but makeup.
You love it
yeah
makeup's great it.
But and she was pretty chill. She didn't look like alien at all. She was like
ever
since I got knocked up my makeup got fat, and I was like, whoa,
that's what she said.
Okay, yeah, I was like, whoa, knocked up, that's a harsh word.
That's intense. But I mean, listen, each to their own. She's the one having the baby. She can call it whatever she wants.
No, that's exactly, so true.
So true. So tell me what you're working on at the moment. Are you back in the because I know you you had See Bright Arms in January. How was that performance?
It was beautiful. Yeah. I loved it. Yes, everyone's hyping. I was so hyped. As
did
I
Elon Musk come?
My,
or?
He was not there. At least not that we could see.
Next one.
Yeah,
but it was a good vibe.
He's
I saw on
like
your socials. It looked
like
really good.
He's like a dad I've never met. No, just kidding. Yeah, it was amazing vibe. I always just go a bit crazy and dance very awkwardly, but in a way that it's. In a way that people enjoy it, I hope.
Yeah, it sounds really
in a charming way.
Yeah. We love a bit of a charming, awkward dance.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Your Name Here, which is the EP due for release on March 6th. This track is going to be on it, right?
Correct, yeah.
What is the vibe for the rest of the EP?
Oh, well, it's more... It's very... It's the kind of romance set in near future with loads of... Synths and neon kind of vibe,
okay.
I suppose. Very hazy.
I think like the catchphrase or like the log line for the whole project has always been the future of romance.
Oh!
and like a sort of, so it's like a sort of retro futuristic romantic sound.
Oh!
Yeah. But
sounds
now,
intriguing.
Oh, but well, now they rebranded me. Line of Best Fit rebranded me for late night tunes for broken hearts. So I wouldn't know.
I guess
like
that works too.
Well,
I mean, you can have late nights in the future.
Yeah.
What is the future of dating, Michael? Tell me.
Hinge. This is a sponsored
Hinge is pretty sick, to be fair. Hinge is pretty sick. But yeah, what's the future of dating for you, my friend? Is it dating on Mars?
Yeah, it's kind of dating without kind of, you know, with as little connection as can be, and then rediscovering the connection as if it was something futuristic, even though it's ancient.
Oh, well, so you're imagining like a dystopia where nobody is able to maintain any sort of like personal relationships, and then there's like this one chosen couple that rediscover
they met
love
on a night out, and it's like, yeah, whoa, we're in real life.
Like,
this
yeah,
is a
like
Black Mirror episode.
Yeah,
no,
it's like,
no, it's not as
no,
depressing.
But I get you what you're saying, because right now, like, even when people ask people out, like a friend of mine was like, and he approached me, and no, she approached a guy and asked him out, and he was like, nobody does this anymore. This is really cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's true. Like,
it is
like,
true.
When I was growing up, no one was asking me out anyway. It wasn't to do with the apps. It was to do with the fact that no one wanted to ask me out. But now I'm on the apps and they're so intense. I just want to do it in real life. I much prefer to like, imagine like looking at someone and then you meet them and they're boring. What do you do when that happens?
Yeah.
It's awkward.
But at the same time, I love the thing is that I love how people meet nowadays. And I like the how stupidly they meet online, and the dystopia of it is for me not dystopian. Like today my friend told me like, oh, I played League of Legends with this guy for a year and now we're dating for 3 years.
Oh.
And they did live in a different city and they just go like
on Skype.
Hey, let's meet up over League of Legends, which isn't even much of a social game, you know?
What is that?
You don't need to know, but it's like one of the nerdiest online games.
Yeah,
great.
And it's not even relevant anymore, so.
Okay. Well, it's a bit like when I was younger, it was like chat rooms, which were dangerous, mostly paedophiles.
Oh. I remember chat rooms.
Yeah, and it was just very intense and very uncomfortable, but I feel like that's what it is like now.
My mom used to do that. Yeah.
I used to do
chat
rooms.
I mean, we all did, hun.
There was a lot of weirdos on there for sure.
Yeah. Like, I would just be really naive and be like, they'd be like, what are you wearing? And I'd be like, pajamas. Do you know what I mean? Never, I just didn't get it. I was like, oh, is that not what I meant to say?
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah.
What's underneath them? And I'm like, well, no, I'm only wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
I don't get what you're trying to do, hun.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds very good. I'm very looking forward to the dystopian romantic vibe of the EP, and I want to find out what the future of dating is from you, Michael.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Michael's got the answer.
We will. I'll meditate upon it.
Yeah, please.
I still don't know myself, but I hope to rediscover.
Well, you will. You will. I'm sure of it. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to the EP. Let us know when it drops. It's called Your Name Here. It's coming March 6th, right? And we're going to get a video next week, and then another
next
video
week,
the other week.
Video the other week.
You're really giving us a lot of gifts. We're very grateful to you.
I like doing music videos. So just a lot of visuals.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, keep them coming, babe. Coming. We love it. I love the more weird, the better for me. So please bring the dystopia, bring the weirdness. I love it.
I shall.
All right, we're going to play Haunt Me now. Can you introduce it for me?
So this is Haunt Me by Chrysalism. New romantic R&B indie song in the future by me. Thank you very much.
Promises, the only thing that turned me into life. Waking at the sundown, waiting all night. Your words.